Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What the fuck did I just walk into?
Celebration.
No man? Celebration of what?
Of life.
Okay, sweet.
I'm going to be honest. Not one of these guys have a good bod. Not one of them.
Are we in? I was looking at my phone to see what we could talk about. I mean, there's a plethora of things we could talk about. We
a plethora? You've been reading?
Hell no.
All right.
Audiobooks. Squatty Potty creator arrested in Utah for buying C/P.
Got it.
Wow. So that's how he figured out that it would be useful.
Excuse me?
The Squatty Potty.
Oh, he probably saw like his...
He probably had kids in the basement like, oh, damn, they need a toilet.
Yo,
hold on. You don't understand how stuff works. What do you mean?
No.
You know what it was?
Wait.
It was a step stool. It was a step stool to get up to the toilet.
That's exactly what he's talking about.
Fuck.
Like, I think, I don't remember being a kid, but I think you have to use one of those.
You remember being a kid.
I don't remember being a teenager. But, yeah, all we're doing is just shitting like kids are doing.
Huh?
Correct? All we're doing, because a squatty potty
is
what you use. That's what kids use.
Do they?
Nobody in here has kids.
I thought
Jack, don't you have one?
I thought you had to like step. Yeah, they use it to like step up and use it for the bathroom.
Right, but okay, first of all, okay, there's a lot going on wrong. Number one, what he bought, insane, illegal. That's very, can't do that. Secondly, he's making money off things that are already existing. Is this right?
He's making money off
like
things
that they are. Like Fisher Price or whoever the fuck made these four kids to shit. He's like, oh, what if I made a business model on that for adults?
I think the part that I'm missing is squatty potties existed for kids.
That's how they get up to the back. That's how they get up. Like there's a stool next to the toilet so they can climb up on there.
Oh,
and then this fucking freak probably used one day to shit at his boyfriend's house. And then he like put his feet on it,
right?
And had a better shit
and
that
his
day.
Ass and his poop just came out crazy.
So not only is he not a great guy, but he's also just making money off things that already existed. I've tried to get this joke to work a few times, and every once in a while I'll do it. I'll be like, if I see a bidet at your house, I'm fine with it. But if I see a squatty potty at your house, kill yourself. I can't picture the thought of a grown man
going
to college with being like, ugh, with your ass fully exposed at the door. Imagine I walk in, I just make direct contact with your eye hole.
Can I say this though? It does work and it is awesome. And it slides out. Like slides out.
When your feet are up?
Yeah.
Like
just, I mean, it just, I don't even know, like frozen yogurt. Just frump. Just, and it's, there's no, it's just whoof. Whoosh, like an empty Pepsi bottle sound. I don't know.
But don't they do this in Japan?
I think they do a lot of stuff in Japan. They probably do, but you can't see it because it's blurred out. Zero laughs? How many laughs was that? Zero?
How many laughs?
A smirk from Alex.
We liked it. We liked it. The board liked it. The board did like it.
But it's a crazy thing to be associated with a squatty potty, and then this is your next action.
Yeah, buddy, just stick to shit.
Just stick to shit, man. See. Jail for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. All right. He's gonna be squatting on some other dude's dick.
That's a problem. He might like it. I don't know. Here's what I do know. Fuck.
What?
I mean, how? Go ahead, Jack.
It's like, does everyone who gets rich just become one?
Dude, I have a fucking joke about it. I go, what is the number? Because I need to know, because I need to make right below that number. It's literally a new joke in my act that I go, I want to make right then and then stop. Because
and then your taxes come back, boom, jail.
Literally my bit.
I
literally go, and then fuck. I forget about inflation, and then I start feeling it coming up, and I'm just telling the joke. Now I start feeling it coming up, and I throw the person that works at a grocery store my Rolex, and she goes, why are you doing that? I go, because I don't want to jerk off the Paw Patrol. Leave me alone.
I love this.
And that's a bit.
Yeah.
So this is the psychology is that the vast majority of rich people get their wealth by being selfish and screwing people over. Good people aren't willing to do that.
So they get tired of screwing over adults and they start screwing over kids?
Yeah, pretty much.
Doing bits already. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that's the psychology. Good people don't tend to screw people over. Therefore, they're good.
Is there any CEOs that people like?
That's great.
Or are they all like chopped and cooked and
chopped and cooked? I mean, because to
just self caring
to his point,
self caring
to his point,
each other massages.
To his point, though, you have to be a psycho to get to the ranks of CEO of a major company. You have to be a psycho. You have to be a psycho to be in politics. You have to be a psycho to be a CEO. You have to be a psycho to be wealthy. Wealthy, yes, sir.
Do you think you're a psycho?
Do I think I'm a psycho? I think I'm a psycho to a point.
Yes.
And then I have empathy.
Yeah.
But I don't think
right.
I think these people are like money over fucking everything.
It's interesting.
Because money gives me power. Because when I was younger, no one gave a fuck about me. Now I have power and everyone cares about me. Roll in Toys R Us.
That felt like a Kanye West tweet. And to the new clipper, that's it right there. There's your moment. If you want a clip for us, that there you go. But I will say, what's funny is like these guys run companies with like 50,000 people.
Yep.
We run companies with 3 people.
Yep. And none of them were kids.
So the person that I'm the most insane to is myself.
Yes.
You know?
Our inner child. Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, am I trying to fuck my inner child?
If you touch yourself.
Oh, shit. Squatty potty. Oh, shit.
Yo.
Full circle.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to pick up on what was going on in the news, and that was my algorithm out there. Yeah, Squatty Potty CEO.
Can everyone just relax? What is happening?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't get, like, what is the impulse? Obviously, I don't fucking understand, but, like.
There should be, you know, on there's those websites like Kalshi and all that. It's like, what's the next CEO that's going to go down?
What's your guess?
After Squatty Potty, Scrub Daddy.
Scrub Daddy's great.
Scrub Daddy. He's going to be fucking reaming his own cock with it one day and be like, yeah, call me Daddy. Call me the Scrub Daddy. And what does the Scrub Daddy CEO look like? And please don't sue. I mean, no ill intent. If you guys want to do a brand deal, I will work with you. Oh, yeah, he's next.
I mean, look at that thing. It's meant to get fucked in the mouth.
Dude, you ever... Right?
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. What if they have a Scrub Mama? And it's a soft sponge.
And the mouth is just a pussy? Is that what you're saying?
It's a smile. But like, oh, they do have one. What the hell?
Is it just the same thing but pink?
Yeah, it has a little blow.
Yeah, but they gotta have like this, Scrub Stepdaddy.
You just
Scrub
find it.
Scrub Stepmama. And they got felt in the mouth. I'm trying to make a fleshlight that you can also clean.
Hey! You know what they should do? They should have a fleshlight where the condom that you have to put on before you fuck the fleshlight is a sponge. So when you come, you're cleaning your fleshlight.
Yo, oh, hear me out. You know how they at the airport sometimes they have the saran wrap that goes around the bowl and then like rotates away?
Yes.
That, but in a fleshlight.
I'm in.
So you nut and throw it away.
I'll give you 10%. We're on Shark Tank.
Goddamn. TrevorWalls.com. I'm filming my special this weekend in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, March 13th and 14th. I think the first two shows are sold out, so we added one. The late show Saturday, March 14th. Pull up, pull out, do what you got to do. Very, very low tickets on all those. I'm so excited to see you. And then a few other tickets left for New Jersey and New York on TrevorWalls.com and Boston, Massachusetts. The week after. TrevorWalls.com. I love you all. Michael Blaustein, where are you going to be yelling about meat, feet, and everything above?
Ladies and gents, today I'm in freaking Palm Desert. There's a few tickets left. Go get them. March 14th, I'll be in Las Vegas. Oh, sorry, this Saturday. My bad. I'll be in March. Jesus Christ. March 14th, guys. Saturday. Have a calendar. Las Vegas. All right. Low tickets.
Viva. Sorry.
Viva. And then the next date I need to do is April 9th. I'll be in Spokane, Washington. All right. April 10th, I'll be in Seattle. April 11th, I'll be in Eugene, Oregon. April 16th through the 18th, I'll be in Dayton, Ohio. May 8th, I'll be in Vancouver. May 9th, I'll be in Calgary. May 29th through the 31st, I'll be in Charlotte. And then so many other dates. Guys, go get tickets at blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Shopify. Starting something new isn't just hard, it's terrifying. Okay, so much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out. And it can be hard to make that leap of faith. Trust me, we know. When we started this podcast, all right, I wasn't even sure what I was doing, okay? What if no one listens? What if we make a fool of ourselves, all right? What if no one buys our freaking products? Now, I know we were right in believing in ourselves and launching our podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Cha-ching.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Skims and Allbirds and, dude, just freaking everyone, including us. All
yes.
Right? Listen, what I love about them, they also, it's like you have your own employee. It's honestly awesome. Not only do they have 24/7 award-winning help that they can share their advice on, they also have AI that helps you with like product descriptions and like what you should write for product descriptions, page headers, and even enhance your product photography.
Tackle all these important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. No need to save multiple websites, try to figure out what platform is hosting, the tools that you need. Everything is all in one place, making your life easier and your business operations smoother. So it's time to turn those what ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/socks. Go to shopify.com/socks. That's shopify.com/socks.
God damn. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but I do know. What can I actually? I don't know. What? So Scrub Daddy's just a sponge?
Yes, with a smile.
All right, guys, I ran, pressed the button. What are we doing? No, what are we doing? Why did a sponge? Why did a sponge just?
Is your career going too well, buddy? Are you trying to throw yourself under the bus here? Why is a sponge? Dude, it's the modern day pet rock.
But it's a fucking sponge.
Yeah.
But no, I think you missed my point. It's a sponge, and they put a smile on it, and but
because doing the dishes isn't a smiling activity, so you're like, oh, this is a cute, like, buddy, you're thinking about it in like the content, like, fuck you, I'm a comedian way.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to Target, and there's a mom, she's got 4 triplets.
Hold on.
It was a buy 3 get 1 free.
4 triplets.
She got 12 kids. She's so dragged down. She's exhausted.
Yeah.
Buying all these school supplies, and then you see a sponge with a smile on it. Aren't you a little bit like, that's kind of fun?
I hear that in the context of like, oh, it's a cute novelty thing. But this thing blew the fuck up, and I think the smile is literally like it's for something. I think you put your fingers in your thumb or some shit. It's not just a smile.
It's for something.
Hold on.
The mouth is for a spoon.
Say that. Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah. And the eye holes are like for like a knife for you to like easily just.
What about a dagger? I'll pull it up again.
Yeah. Can I see a little demonstration?
But I think this was all like an accidental mistake. Like they made this.
No, I think they no. They did make it for that. So I remember,
but the outside could be for either of those either.
Texture. When it's in warm water, it's soft and squishy. But when you put it in cold water, it's
got some grip on the top.
Yeah, it does, dude. Hold up.
Yo,
see?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but
I knew there was a reason for it.
Spoons and utensils too. And is dishwasher safe?
Yo, fuck! I need one of these. All right, I'm back in.
But they're gonna make just every emote ever. Like they can make it a frowning one and be like, doesn't it suck doing the dishes? Turn it upside down.
I mean, that's a great idea. That's a really great idea. But I think, mate, did we watch it on the spot? I forget. But like the whole thing is like he made this. No one gave a absolute fuck. And he had like a whole warehouse of like 80,000 of these. And then 5 years later, people started liking him. And he had
you're right.
Remember? Didn't we watch this shit? I don't remember. But I'm going to be honest. I need to scrub daddy because it looks great. Anyways, sponsor the pod, you fucks. So this is the next guy who's going to touch himself?
No, I don't know. He's probably... What's worse? Let me ask you this. Right. Being a comedian, people always pitching you jokes, or being on Shark Tank and everybody always pitching you inventions?
Probably Shark Tank.
Yeah. Because the joke is like, bullfrogs, am I right? And you're like, what? But like an invention is like, yeah, so, you know, it's a stoplight, but it's also a go light. And you're like, what? Where does this...
100 mil. Like, what?
Have you sold any yet? Nah.
Nah, it's just an idea. No, it's got to be really annoying. Also, you sign up for it, though, if you're on fucking Shark Tank. Also, you know what I don't like? I don't like when I see people on Shark Tank that I'm like, what the fuck did you do? What did you do to be on Shark Tank? You didn't invent shit. You own a company, and you're going to tell
who invented it. They just have money.
Yeah, I know, but that's so stupid.
Yeah, but they need the money, so they're going to the right people.
Oh, no. I'm saying the people that are the host, I mean. The host, right. telling the people that this is a bad idea. Bitch, what did you do? You own the Dallas Mavericks? Congratulations.
I wonder who you're talking about.
I have no idea. You know what I mean? It's similar to when I watch, like, the Voice. What's that talent show that fucking Howard Mandel's on?
America's Got Talent?
Yep, there you go. Yeah, is it? Yeah. Yeah, AGT. Who's the Heidi Klum? She's like, oh, I don't like you. Shut the fuck up. What did you do? You walk the catwalk. You're 5'11". Congratulations. You're telling this guy who's making doves disappear that it's not good? Fuck you.
Yeah.
What the hell do you know?
If Pawn Stars can bring in a specialist for every single signature ever,
so much,
why
dude.
Can't AGT bring in a specialist for every talent? We got a magician. Cool. David Blaine.
Yes.
We got a trapeze artist. Someone that does it.
Yes. I like this. But don't tell me that I suck at my thing and you don't even know. How are you telling me
this?
Well,
that's my whole thing with whatever the hell's on Netflix right now. We love Netflix over here.
Netflix is great.
What is it? Star Search? Is that it? Star Search?
Yeah.
It's like Jelly Roll, bless the man, but every person that comes up, he goes, listen, I have no idea what's going on with that type of dancing. I couldn't do that. But 4 out of 5. You know, like,
yeah. But at least he's saying it. Heidi Klum's true. Fucking putting down, I don't like your jokes. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Let me see your tight five.
Interesting. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's that's why you have a specialist for all that. It's like, yeah. I think have on Shark Tank the four sharks.
Yep.
Four or five. Have the sharks and then an inventor or something over there who can like break down logic and ask questions to see if they should want to invest.
I will say, I'm gonna retract a little bit of what I said about Shark Tank because generally they do have ideas about the actual products.
Yeah.
But they more so ask like the internal numbers and they go, well, that's not going to work because XYZ, how many do you sell? So I'll retract a bit on Shark Tank because they do understand business. But I don't like when they go, I don't like the idea. How do you know about beef jerky? I saw the woman comes in and it's about about farmers like trying to undercut the whole like meat. Like big meat or some shit. It's about. I'm serious.
Are you trying to circumcise?
No, but it's like essentially. But they were like, "Oh, this is not a good idea." Whatever, whatever. It's like, how the fuck do you know about farming? You're not a farmer. Yeah. You have no idea if this is not a good idea or not. This makes me upset. It's like fucking people ruining people's dreams. I like the thing about the whole. Everyone said fuck you to Ring Cam, and then Ring Cam goes, "Oh yeah." Watch this, bitch. And now it's $19 billion.
Now every place has that. Because if you had a camera pre-Ring camera, you had to get like a whole ADT system installed.
ADT's pissed.
And you had to, yeah. With that, why haven't they dropped their own?
I think they have.
Ding camera. Ding. But like to have
doorknob camera.
To have a security system back in the day, I thought it would be like $20,000. Now you can just like Amazon some bitch and charge it once a month.
Oh,
Are we doing a brand deal for a Ring camera?
I mean, we're doing a brand deal for a multitude of brands at this point. We've mentioned like 600 brands.
Ring dong.
Do you have what's it called? Security system?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what?
Talk to me, daddy.
That's something you just definitely always say yes to, no matter what.
Oh, you're right.
No, nothing. There's actually no passcode. And also my iPhone has no passcode.
I leave my door wide open all the time. Oh, I'm on the road a ton.
No, my place is heavily strapped. It's oddly.
Heavily strapped?
Yeah, no, I got a guy up top with a sniper. It's pretty crazy.
You ever seen Home Alone 2? That's me. I have a kid inside. Hold on. Fuck. And a squatty potty. Call back. What were you going to say?
No, but I have cameras everywhere. But the only reason I brought this up, I don't even know why. There's this lady and her dog. She keeps walking the dog like up to my front door.
Don't like it.
To piss and shit.
Don't like it.
Let me show you a screenshot how far this fucking lady goes.
Oh, airdrop it?
Yeah. And listen.
I don't like it.
That's funny. Because you talked about this weeks ago.
I found my culprit.
Throw away poop,
this
right?
is when I know that I'm finally growing up is I have my first like HOA problem. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Some bitch.
I got one too, but I can't wait. Go. Please finish yours.
I got my first neighborhood beef. And I get a notification almost every day. And her dog is too far on my lawn. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by Factor Meals. Oh my goodness. I've been preaching about them for a minute, and it ain't even Sunday, but I'm out here preaching. Factor Meals is incredible. It's fresh, never frozen, sent directly to your door, heated up in a microwave in 2 minutes. Every meal, 2 minutes. Blows my mind. Fresh, never frozen.
Buddy, blows my mind. Don't have to go to the grocery store anymore. I freaking love it. And it's 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious. You know, okay, options include, I don't know, high protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean diet, GLP-1 support, and ready to eat salads. All right, I don't know about you, but I hate going to the grocery store so freaking bad. This saves my life. We are so busy. We're on the road all the time, and we don't have to freaking think. We come back from the studio, just easy, breezy, beautiful freaking Factor. I love it. Honestly,
I'm gonna plug one in tonight.
You should.
I'm gonna plug one in right as I get home.
Buddy, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know if you would do anything else.
And can I tell you something? The best part? Cleanup.
Oh,
buddy. I tried to cook the other night. Yeah. Spent an hour cleaning.
Yep.
No.
Zero.
Throw it away.
Goodbye.
No cleaning.
Boom.
People should get on Factor for the just for that thought. No cleaning.
No cleaning.
2 minutes, microwave, boom, 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 eat delicious flavors I couldn't even dare whip up.
Dude, literally, I feel like I have a chef that lives with me that meal preps for me. It's incredible. Okay, so I'll tell you where to go. Head to factormeals.com/socks50off and use our code socks50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a freaking year. Okay. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto renewing subscription purchases. Make healthy eating easy with Factor.
Goddamn. I get a notification for this multiple times.
Oh my God.
Bro, multiple times. Multiple times.
I can't believe this.
It's not on the screen.
Am I going to be furious?
Yeah.
I can't. I like
this
it, Matt.
Unbelievable.
Dude, this same lady, I've been downstairs in my office and she's just like on my lawn with her.
This is unreal.
Yo! She's
on my lawn.
No, this is dude, I thought you meant like the beginning of it.
No.
The dog is
She's
next,
in my house.
The dog is next to the fucking front door. Like this lady
shitting.
You can't do
dude, she walks like up to where the dog is and I'm like, I would even if I was ding dong just at somebody's house, I'm not getting that close to the front door. Like she's
That's
on it.
Crazy.
She's
up.
For audio listeners, she is past your gate. Like she opened your gate.
I have a gate to my house. She's past the gate and she's halfway up the driveway.
Dude, this is way, 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 way worse than I thought it was. I thought you were like she was like a little bit.
Listen,
And it's crazy because the leash is fully extended.
And she's just on the phone. And like, she's on the phone. I'm like, does she have dementia and thinks this is her home?
That's crazy. Did she pick the poop up?
I don't even know. I don't know dogs enough to know what that stance is. I don't know if that's piss or poop. But,
zoom in.
we got a residential piss expert here.
Enhance.
That will computer, be enhanced dog.
It looks very much like a shit.
Let me see how many notifications I have from this fucking,
You gotta start yelling at her. Get absurd. Off.
But the other day, I got a notification and then I go on because you can speak to the,
of course,
the
yeah.
thing. And I was like, hey, police activated. But she had already walked away by then.
Fuck.
But dude, literally every day, her dog just has a thing for my lawn. These bitches, hold on. I'm freaking out. I'm calling the cops. Save clip.
She there right now.
I don't know.
She's probably staking out your place.
Yo, maybe, but like, would you wear fucking red? Dude, okay, so I just checked to see if I had the file that this one is from.
Yeah.
Look at this clip. Look at this clip.
I'm so excited.
Dude, this lady is just fucking strolling around in my front yard.
I'm so excited.
What sign should I say? I'm going to get a sign.
Locked, should say, loaded, yield. Is this the same day?
Same dress.
Yeah, that's what
Wait, no dog.
Did she just shit on the ground? Does she work for Amazon? Deep cut.
No.
No dog. No dog.
What is she
Hold
doing?
On. No dog?
Okay, here's
This is crazy.
This is insane.
This is like not even like get off my lawn type of behavior. This is like for real get the fuck off my property. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, so this was 27. Dude, I think this is literally a different day. What do I say to this lady next time I see her?
Hey, do me a favor. Like, maybe your dog likes to pee here, but this is not a dog park, so please stop having your dog come here.
But like, full on tromping around.
This doesn't make any sense. She's in heels walking her dog.
Dude, that, do you know how deep she is on your property? Because she comes from out of frame into frame.
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, man, you got it. Like, I thought this was going to be fun podcast content to talk about, and it is. But I thought it was going to be like, no, what I'm saying is I thought it was going to be like, oh, it's like a little bit. Oh, come on. This is fucked. This is not, oh, a little bit. This is fucked.
Gun.
Literally.
Like, that's so far on someone's property. That's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you're, because, dude, if you didn't have a dog, I could shoot you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I still could.
Yeah, you could. Does California have stay in your ground, or is that only Florida?
Definitely not California.
Oh, okay.
So, I think I might print a sign really specific that says, like, please take your dog off my lawn. ... I have a gun.
Wow, this is... So, Michael, if that is true, then if she twisted her ankle could sue Trevor.
Yes.
Bro, she's doing it again. Bro, this bitch is not okay.
Is she in red again?
No.
Yeah, if she's in red again, you gotta leave her alone. And I could get, like, a little bit on board if it's, like, if you're walking on the street and it's, like, a foot into the yard. Okay, fine, it's fine. But, dude, this is... I mean, she could, like, watch Netflix on your fucking TV.
Bro, she could watch me jerk off. Bro, this is also, like...
This is
multiple days in a row. Different dress.
Where she came out from was so funny.
Dude, her dog just, like, is taking laps. Like, dude, like, imagine driving up and seeing that.
Oh, my God.
If I drive up and see that... Well, there's another one where she's, like, scooping the poop.
Dude, this is...
That's too much. Because, you know what's also interesting? There's not, like, apartments there. And I get it if it was apartments because the dog couldn't, like, piss. Because there's no grass. So but
this is insane.
Like, I'm telling you, this is 5 feet from my door. Imagine if I just walk outside one morning and see her.
This is absolutely... Dude, this is so deep in your yard.
But this isn't even, like, an area that... she probably has a lawn. If she lives in this area, she has a lawn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why?
For the listeners, it's...
Above the driveway.
Yeah. Above the driveway. Yeah, I mean, which is just insane.
Dude, we're talking about...
And it's like a... It's like it's one thing if you're just walking and then your dog, like, pops to patch of grass. Yeah. Sure.
This is your backyard. She's essentially going in your backyard.
I mean, all jokes aside, maybe not in California, but you literally could shoot this woman in Florida and then you'd be fine.
And if you're, like, ding-dong ditching, because I was trying to think as a kid, like, I'd be on people's lawns all the time. I'd, like, ride my bike across it or something.
But that's acceptable.
That takes 2 seconds. And this, you'd, like, ding-dong ditch and run. She's, like, taking her leisure time. And again, I'm glad you're on board because you have a dog.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be irrational and be like, yeah, dude, it's a dog. Where's it going to go? In the middle of the street?
No, this is ridiculous.
I've never seen anything like this.
I'm putting fucking fentanyl on my lawn. I'm putting magnetic electric strips in there.
You should put on your meta glasses and go confront her.
I'm just such not a confrontational person. I know how I'd want to say it in my head. And then I'd be like, hey, would you mind? Like, this is a little weird. I would be like, yo, can you stop fucking coming on my lawn? I have all the videos. This is weird. This is really bizarre.
Yeah. I would just literally just repeat what I said. Hey, do me a favor. Your dog pees and poops on my lawn all the time. This is not a dog park. It's starting to smell. Can you do me a favor and stop doing this? What are you going to say? If you say this is not a dog park and it's starting to smell, boom. It's also, get the fuck out of my property. Hold on, let's see.
I can't wait to Amazon a sign. No trespassing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I live in California. If someone is walking their dog really, really close to my front door of my house, like literally on my lawn, she is breaking a crime, right? Breaking a crime. I mean doing a crime. Sorry, I have an MCT oil in me. Let's see what Chad has to say. First of all, breaking a crime is incredible. The fuck up, idiot. I hate when Chad talks like a person. You fucking fuck. You're making fun of me. First of all, breaking a crime is incredible. MCT oil brain is undefeated. I'll kill you.
I hate that
then
shit.
Now, real answer, fucking idiot. Someone steps on your lawn without permission, that's technically trespassing. In California, trespassing generally means entering someone's property without consent. However, if it's an open, unfenced yard, police usually treat quick walk-ons as minor. Nah. If it becomes more serious, if they refuse to leave after being asked, repeatedly entering, after being warned, or go beyond the front yard towards doors and windows. Damn.
She's been warned. I hope you listen to Stiff Socks podcast.
That's crazy, wild,
man.
Trevor looks like he's gonna have to get this. It's motion censored sprinklers.
Ooh, yeah, but then it's gonna get me. I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
See, like, even this woman, she is outside of the fence. This is where we thought you were talking about, but she's inside of that.
But that
this
get.
Is fine.
That is fine.
Because it's like street and it's clearly.
For someone to put an automatic sprinkler there because they don't want people peeing and that's an insane person.
I was in awe when I turned on the ring camera. That's crazy. Close she was.
That's crazy. Terrible. She knows what you're cooking. Like, she can smell it from where she is.
Oh, yeah. She can tell me if I have sun cancer or not. She's fucking close.
This is insane.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Golden Nugget Online Casino. Let me tell you something.
What?
Winter winds are blowing in. Golden Nugget Online Casino brings your favorite game straight to you. Play for big wins on more than 1,000 slots, including the wildly popular Huff and More Puff. Okay? Listen, new players get 500 spins on any Huff and Puff slot. Just wager $5 on almost anything to unlock 50 spins a day for your first 10 days on your choice of Huff and Puff slots. Download the Golden Nugget Online Casino app and sign up with code STIFFSOCKS. One word, STIFFSOCKS. Then make any moment golden with all of your casino favorites in partnership with Golden Online Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Void in Ontario, non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days, valid for featured game only, and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at www.goldennuggetcasino.com/promos. Ends April 5th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Goddamn.
This might
I'm buying a Beretta.
No, you have shit.
This is big beef.
Big beef. I don't like it.
You said you had one.
Oh, I mean, this is not even close to as bad as this one. we have two at my apartment complex. We have two guest spots, and we have where you plug in your cars. Where the fuck that's called? Four places to plug in your car, but those also moonlight as guest spots. Okay, so two.
What if a guest got a Tesla? Perfect.
Well, it's perfect. Yeah. Literally perfect. So those are all taken up. And then actually, I put it on my fucking story. But there's this massive truck. Like, think like F-250 with jacked up wheels. Massive. It's sideways parked.
What the hell?
In the front of the garage, like to the right of the spots. And there are two handicap spots. And we have two handicapped people that live in the building. They're fucking awesome. Both of them had like strokes. They're cool as shit, even through all the pain. So I know that they park there. So this fucking F-250 with jack tires parks sideways. Both spots are taken. And then right there is the elevator to go up from the lobby. Go up to, you know, the lobby or whatever. And I'm like, usually I don't care about any of this shit. But in my head, I'm like, you're affecting people that live here. I know you don't live here. You're affecting the people that live here and their ability to park and get close to the elevator. And I know they need that, right? So I see it and I'm like, what in the fuck is this? So I'm fine. Then it happens again and then maybe one day reprieve and again. So this happened in like a 4-day period. This motherfucker's there three different times and park sideways. The park sideways thing is like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? It makes me so mad and your truck is so fucking obnoxious. So I call, this is the first time I've ever done this. I call my fucking, the building manager.
All right.
Yeah. And I felt so.
He's like, bro, that's my truck.
I felt so white lady at a barbecue, but I was like, hey, listen.
Yeah, but you're looking out for somebody.
Yes. But I did it. And I was just like, hey, man, I don't know who this person is, but they can't park there. Please, like, you know, reprimand them with a ticket or whatever the fuck you have to do. But it's unfair to the two people that need those spots. Anyways, but that's sort of like the end of that piece of it. So I felt very white lady at a barbecue there. And then the person that lives below me, we both have balconies. The person that lives below me just moved in. This person is a big smoker. big smoker. Every fucking morning, chain smoking, whatever. Chain.
Weed or cigarette?
Cigarettes. Mm. So Russian? I go out to, excuse me?
Are they Russian?
I don't know. I don't know who they are. I've never met them.
You know, look over. Hey!
Because I'm in
between. That's your meditation zone.
That's what I'm talking about, daddy. So every
single
time
I- So if you got a dog and you smoke cigarettes, you're on both our shit lists.
Bitch. So every time I want to go out there to meditate.
Have a nice morning.
A nice morning. Thank you. It ruins.
You getting secondhand stroked.
Thank you, dog.
Is it smoked? Huh?
No, it's stroked inside. So I'm like, I'm furious. It's fucking up my chi, bro. Yeah. It smells like cigarettes.
I'm ketosis.
Yes. I'm trying to be in fucking ketosis. I'm trying to meditate. Let me listen to Sam Harris, bitch. And I know it's a woman. So, because I look down, I peek down. I didn't peek down. But I'm not trying to be I'm trying to be a good neighbor. It's like, dude, I want
what
you to
be. What is the policy on that?
You can't. You can't. I can't.
You can't smoke cigarettes there?
No, not on the balcony. The balcony. Really? No, you can smoke cigarettes like in the front of the building, but you can't smoke off your balcony because it does this to people that live above you or below you.
In my head, you would think that I'm outside.
Nah, but I don't think a balcony is technically outside in West Hollywood. I know that for like West Hollywood. So this happened about 2 weeks straight. And the whole time I'm like, Michael, don't be a fucking idiot, man. Don't be an asshole. Just let it go. It's fine. For fine.
Just throw a can of Zins down there.
So after like 2 weeks of this, I call my business manager. I call the building manager again. And I'm like, Is my girlfriend gone? Am I in ketosis? Why am I keep calling this guy being a white lady at a fucking barbecue? I call him again. Hey, man. Sorry.
It's me.
It's me again, dude. Yeah. The complaining fucking clown. And I was like, I don't know what we got to do, but this woman below me is just chain smoking. This really smells. And I like to leave my doors open. And that's something. I like to leave my doors open. Like my doors to the balconies.
Yeah.
So then all this smoke. Now my whole living room smells like smoke. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'll talk to her, blah, blah, blah. And the last couple of days, I haven't smelled it. But it's just like...
She's dead.
Good. I hope she's dead.
And did your landlord confirm that it is illegal to smoke off your balcony?
I didn't say, is it illegal, blah, blah, blah. I just said what was happening. Mm. And then he goes, I'll talk to them.
Because in my head, if I was her, I would assume that I'm doing no wrong by smoking on the balcony.
This is where I'm at. And this is where I battle for 2 weeks. I go, it's not... Like, I want everyone to be comfortable at their house. They're paying rent. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just don't affect me. The problem is you are affecting me. If you did it, like, once a week, twice a week, it's like, all right, Michael, stop being a bitch. Like, dude, I smoke cigars off my balcony, but I do it, like, once a week. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you're doing it every single day.
That's so funny.
Consistently.
Like, you just smoking cigars off your balcony?
Yeah, I went on your balcony. I went on your balcony. I saw nine cigar butts.
I'm not even inhaling, though. Come on. It's
different.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You're like, just not the morning, honestly.
Honestly, bro. But no, but even, and I just, the consistency of it is the thing that killed me. The consistency. If you're a cigarette smoker, you smoke every single day, and you smoke in the morning, in the afternoon, or nights, you're just like constantly smoking.
I didn't even think about the fact that you've been smoking cigars.
I know, dude. That's why it took me 2 weeks to even say anything, because I'm like.
You're smoking a cigar, I'd be like, this bitch below me, though. I don't smoke in the mornings. Damn.
Yeah,
do you know if she's older, or?
I think she might be older, like 55. Like she's not 20. You know, she's not like and the only reason I know this guy like looked down sometimes when she's smoking, and I just saw her like hand and wrist, and I'm like inferring from that, so I don't really know how old she is. And her fucking fat fucking dog barks all the time. Gigi, not Gigi, don't bark.
Did the guy above you ever calm down?
He moved. Hippopotamus, that motherfucker moved.
Really?
My life's different. Gone. No more hippie. Zero hippie. I got no hippie. Zero.
Yeah, it's so interesting that like when one problem leaves, another one starts.
Oh, you're right. Like life, baby.
Yeah.
Like life.
How do I manage it?
I don't know. I call my bill. Dude, this guy's, he's the nicest guy ever. He's going to start fucking raising my rent. It's like, bitch, stop calling me.
Yeah, you got to call him with like good news every once in a while. I'm like, hey, man, just saying I love the place. Great build.
You know what he does all the time? He's super nice, but he does get annoyed because his texts are like kind of bitchy, annoying. Like, you know, we're on the road all the time. Yeah. So my packages sometimes build up or whatever. And he'll take a picture of the packages he moved from the lobby up to my, he was like, got your packages again. The again is what kills me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're busy? Super busy? What are you doing? Bring my fucking mask.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, just life, dude. It's all good.
That's life.
It's okay.
You get busy and you're freaked out.
It's okay.
If I wasn't so busy, I would be at home and I would be like, hey, you know, your dog's kind of being boo. It's kind of weird. They get a little close. I'm a germaphobe. I'd make some shit up. But now, with all this anger and stress that I have when I'm home and she's there, I'm going to be like, you got to fucking stop, lady.
I'm calling PETA.
I'm calling PETA. I'm calling Reno 911.
I might call an assassin.
Yeah.
I'm calling Ace Ventura, bitch. Get that shit out of here.
Hey, I'm calling Michael Vick.
Hey, fuck.
I'm just going to get a sign of Michael Vick going like this, and it says, no dogs allowed.
I mean, dude. Like,
like a full fat head.
In the orange jumpsuit, no dogs allowed. Oh, my God.
Goddamn.
This podcast is sponsored from our friends at BetterHelp. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/socks. That is BetterHelp.com/socks. What is BetterHelp? You guys already know because you listen, but we will tell you again. BetterHelp is an entirely online therapy. All right, no more freaking traffic. No more worrying about what you're wearing. No more weird couches that smell like cats for no reason. Okay, it's entirely online. It's incredible. We all use it, and we all need therapy. As I always say on this podcast, we're big proponents of therapy. I would be lost without it, dude. Therapy gives you the skills that you need to be a better adult, a better husband, a better freaking mother, wife, all of it. Just a better person, okay? And therapy helps me every single moment of my life. I was in line recently. Someone cut me, and I didn't care. You know why? Because I did therapy, okay? That's why it's incredible, and it can be used in a multitude of ways. And again, sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/socks. That is better, H-E-L-P. .com/socks.
Amen.
Goddamn.
Isn't that funny though? That's the problems. 10 years ago, I was like, man, the only problem I got is not getting hosed.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, somebody rake this shit up.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, we're complaining about this, and there's people somewhere else that complain they haven't had a clean glass of water in 7 years. You know what I mean? It's all right. It's all relative.
Welcome to the perspective pod.
It's all relative, dude.
Yeah. You know, part of me is like, this is a very minute problem in the world. But listen, you give me a fucking Shure podcast SM7B500, I'm yelling about it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to yell about it. It's fun to yell about it.
Because now I have steaks.
Yeah, steaks.
I got a heated rivalry.
Keto.
Steaks.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know, man. I haven't been in fucking therapy in probably 6 to 7 months.
Plug the ad.
Do BetterHelp. Do BetterHelp. My point is bringing up is, you know, so you got to yell sometimes. You got to yell. You got to get it out.
Yeah.
Gotta fucking get it out, man.
I think you guys would enjoy this.
What's this?
The Atlanta Hawks are having a Magic City Monday at their during their game.
Not at Magic City, right?
During the actual game, they're having a themed night.
Oh my God.
The event includes Atlanta's iconic cultural institution.
Strip club.
The fact that they're calling it that.
I mean,
of
a
Magic City.
Cultural institution? You mean twerking on a dirty HPV pole?
Yeah.
What?
I'm so mad you didn't go with us that night.
Dude,
I think you were right.
I was not there. No, I was bunning down my girl.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? I remember that. That was weird.
But it was live. It's going to have a live pregame recording of the Hawks AF podcast featuring Magic City founder Michael Mr. Magic Barney.
I need to see what he looks like.
Yeah. Let's see.
Do they run out of collabs?
He looks like Cat Williams. What?
Do they run out of collabs in ATL to do? Because they're always trying to do like some theme, some night. Like I went to a Rams game one day. It was like Hello Kitty night. But in Atlanta, is that they ran out? I mean, I love it. I would go there. But they don't want to do Waffle House night?
Ludacris night? Nothing? Future? There's so many.
Future night and Magic City Monday night are essential.
It's essential. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing though.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it to the left?
Yeah. Right. This guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Damn, when he walks up in there, holy shit.
So they're going to have halftime performances with T.I.
That makes sense.
DJ Esco, who is Future's DJ.
Wow.
And the Magic City Kitchen will be serving their famous lemon pepper wings.
Did you have those wings?
I did, yeah. Phenomenal.
Incredible?
So good. Tiniest wings you'll ever see, but they are phenomenal.
Tiny.
That's honestly awesome. Lou Will, he getting twerked on the third quarter.
I will say, though, I will say that jacket is incredible. That Magic City jacket they have, that's fucking unbelievable.
So wait, so it's more known for its wings than its actual strip club?
It's like both. But it's kind of like hand in hand. I mean, the wings are so popular, you can get them on Postmates. You can send a Postmates driver to a strip club for your food. How happy are you when you get that call? What other day are you seeing like actual areolas on your food delivery? Hooters is a good delivery one.
I mean, but Hooters is like
picking up for God damn.
But Hooters is like the training wheels of Magic City pickups.
Right. It's a gateway drug to stripping. Yeah,
I will say though, you know those DoorDashers are always going to be late. You're like, why does she take 2.5 hours?
Yeah. Why is the bag slippery?
Did you see after the USA hockey team won the Olympic gold, they went to 11 in Miami.
Great place.
And they had all the strippers. Like
they were singing.
They were singing the Star Spangled Banner. And the strippers are there.
Okay, well, I don't know how they got everybody to wear clothes for this video, but play it again.
There's some areolas out there.
Oh. Strippers are like, how do I twerk to this shit? No 808s. That is pretty awesome.
That is crazy. Where, this is a dumb question. Where was the Olympics?
Milan.
So they flew to fucking Miami?
Yeah.
Bro, if you knew 11 nightclub was waiting for you at the end, you'd get on that flight too.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Good for them.
And that's talking strip clubs.
I mean, that's...
New podcast presented by Barstool. Talking strip clubs. We rate the best strip clubs in the world. I will say, I'll never forget the strip club in Tampa. This is... I don't know if I talked about it on here. It's called like Penthouse. It's half steakhouse, half strip club.
I think you did.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah.
That place was like, it's literally like if Andrew Tate had a Fortnite map. Like, this shit was like eating steaks with a stripper taking your order. How do you want your steak? You're like, baby, raw. I don't give a shit. Throwing dollar bills from the table. Oh, God, that was crazy. Anyways, welcome back to talking tits. Wait, did you see this University of Iowa? The kids got busted for hazing?
Sort of. Can we see it?
I only saw clips.
Don't know. You're just blocking the door, so we can't see you
live here. I don't live here. Such a frat guy answer.
Look at him on the lean with the...
Sipping a Fanta.
I don't know.
You go to University of Iowa?
Yeah.
What is it?
What's your major?
What in the RFK?
Business? What's your name?
What?
Just wondering what your name is.
Jose.
Jose? Jose, what's your last name?
What?
Just wondering who I'm talking to.
I don't
want to
tell you that.
Hmm?
I don't want to tell you that.
Okay. How old are you?
21. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got an ID or anything to prove?
This guy drinking dabble?
Like attitude.
Because he knows they're doing something wrong for sure, probably.
Finishes his beer. And once you see what's behind him, it's very funny why he's blocking that door.
Dude, did he just take...
he just ripped a vape.
Yeah, ripped a vape in front of a cop.
Dude, this guy thinks he's the main character right now.
You think it's fake? You think it's fake or you know it's fake? There's two different things there. Campus 142, one by DL.
Again, if I'm in a frat and this happened to me, I'm doing the same shit.
Jose.
You don't know a life outside of the frat. Jose.
Yeah, it's true. He like in the frat, he probably is above the law. So he's like, oh, this is fun. So he said this is fake.
Yeah, he probably just had a pledge blown last night.
Real's
against.
Real's against.
Real's against.
Please. Room
going
anywhere else?
Laundry room. Laundry room. Which I fucked in. You get it, guys.
My bad.
So the cop just asks, is there anything behind you?
Check it. I mean, dude, him ripping the vape is crazy.
Low-key, a beast. I want to interview this guy.
So a little side note, I do know he doesn't go to school here.
Really?
Yeah.
What is he doing there?
He was invited.
What do you think he's trying to do there? You're on squatty bodies and fucking this. This
can they pick
so
a
high,
lane,
dude,
with the flashlights?
Come on, golf. Hey, Stu.
You guys from around here?
Sure.
He's asking the cops that?
Officer, yeah.
He's trying to fuck a cop? You guys come here often? I'm in your house. Oh, okay. Sick.
Has Iowa police on his badge. He's like, you guys from around here?
Dude, did he just burp and take out his phone?
This guy must be ripped.
I'll be right back.
He's like, so no bitches or what? You guys strippers? So, I'm just kidding. You guys want a bump? Frat houses are always painted the dumbest colors ever.
All, why?
Blue doors.
Dude, look at this.
Oh, this must have been during like initiation week or something.
It was, yeah.
It was Hell Week, right?
Yes.
I will say, during mine, it wasn't anything crazy, but if cops walked in, they would definitely be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, yeah. Jose, can you step over here?
Why?
Why?
It's all these people here. You step over here.
I'll step inside.
Okay.
I'm surprised this guy's not TikTok famous or dude, very important.
I'm surprised that no one's like, turn the fucking lights
anyone
on.
Anyone in here that needs medical attention?
Anyone in here need medical attention? Some guy's like, yo, I need a 6 milligram.
The guy
wait.
Trying to get a bit there.
Dude. That's
what's
crazy.
All guys?
This is the,
just
this
water.
Is the worst what's Magic City strip I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not sure if someone.
You? Come here.
How stoked are you if you're one of those pledges? You're like, thank God.
I'm freezing.
Because I'm telling him to.
It's my house.
It's your house. You're responsible for
someone
everything.
Someone turn the fucking lights on.
So, okay. Check in right there.
Yeah, I want to keep correcting the body camera footage. Like, little left, little left.
Yeah.
Get up against the wall. Come over here. You're going to do the same thing. You're going to stand with your buddy over here.
Oh, my God. Why are they all staying so still? Like, shouldn't they be like,
I don't know.
Yo,
they're,
hello.
Like the mannequin challenge. Just fucking
like
even
they're making this look even more sus. Like,
I know.
Shouldn't they just be like, we're just playing naked volleyball.
Right. Just watch Top
we're
Gun.
Having heated rivalry night.
Why is that guy still in the fucking way?
So are you responsible for the house? No. Okay, who's the house dad?
I just
house
told
dad?
You he works at fucking Summit. We'll call him. Go
he's at
fucking
Summit. Dude, Eric, this guy.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me?
Because it sounds like you're responsible for the house.
No, no.
It sounds like you have something, some idea
paced.
Of what's going on.
Immediately.
You're not very forthcoming with everything.
How about you ask the fucking house, Dad? Who do you 30 years
to? We're trying to get hold of.
Okay, go call him.
This guy's so mad.
Something about being like a 21-year-old when authority tries to press you.
I know.
Stay right there.
Where's this guy for the lady with the shitting on my lawn?
You guys got IDs on you?
Yeah, lady, that's your fucking dog.
Where's your house dog?
I love her all like, hey, you guys have IDs? Instead of being like, yeah, what the fuck's going on here?
No one asked one question. I know, the cops are not even one question.
They find some random skinny kid in the wall, be like, you, come over here. Do you need water? Oh my God.
Dude, this looks like the worst haunted house I've ever seen in my life. What is this? There's still, no one's moving still?
Be forthcoming on what's going on. Anyway.
It's a frat, they're gonna haze, dumbass.
What the fuck did I just walk into?
Celebration.
Nobody? Celebration of what?
Of life.
Okay.
Dude, if I'm the cop, I'm taking that guy in handcuffs and I'm putting him in the corner.
Yeah, how have they put like a ball gag in his mouth or something?
I don't know.
And he's in every room with them.
I'm going to ask them questions.
About what?
Huh?
About what?
About what?
That I noticed
the freak off going off in the basement.
It's not pertaining to you.
This is fucking private property. What do you mean?
I have to investigate something that's going on with them.
Meet the dog owner.
Immediately doesn't even know how
so
laws work.
Up on the top of the stairs.
Thank you.
Guy watched one episode of True Crime Miami and he's like, yeah. It's private property. He goes in there, guys, don't fucking say a word. We die for this frat. You need better audio on these body cameras.
I mean, yeah, God, get her fucking road mic or something.
Get something, dude.
127, can I get you back down here? What's on your neck?
Come. This fucking guy. This fuck, dude, if I'm the cop, I'm tasing the guy immediately. Get out of here.
Is it blood?
That's what I'm asking.
I'll taste it.
No.
Yo, low-key, this guy's a badass,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, honestly,
this
that
guy
moment,
can't wait for a movie to be made after him.
Get the wrong guy.
I'm gonna be honest, not one of these guys have a good bod. Not one of them.
It's Iowa.
you know, Iowa farm boys. I can't get no chest, nothing. They all have like 21% body fat.
I went to go talk to those guys and then
do a fucking push up. Can someone turn the fucking lights on? The cop not one time was like, can we turn the lights on, guys? Why
can we turn the lights on? You guys are hazing. What type of hazing?
I mean, of course.
Cops are like baffled.
Okay.
So house dad's here.
House dad is here. Let me see this guy. I thought he was at the summit.
The house dad comes out, just a bigger version of this guy. The fuck do you guys want?
Yeah, yeah.
You got your two IDs. Go check them.
Huh?
Go check
them. I can check them right here if I wanted to.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, cool.
Let's hear it.
Cool.
Go sleep on that bed.
Okay.
Fucking
whoa. Whoa. All
right, I got your info.
You got nothing. You got fucking nothing.
This guy's trying to be so hard in front of all these dudes, and he's gonna end up in prison.
I wouldn't. You're talking like that to a cop.
Celebration, good wealth, brilliance.
Bro, the frat mindset is so funny.
Crazy
when you're in it, but like I get this guy's standpoint when you're in it. If I was 21 and a cop, actually no, I wouldn't.
Dude,
what am I even talking about?
I get it if you're talking like campus police, but like actual police it's a different thing. Hold on. In the beginning of the video, it says this guy's in jail, right?
It said he got arrested, but all the charges were dropped.
Wow. That's
did it ever come out what type of hazing they were doing? Dude, that guy was a...
it's just weird because this happened a long time ago, didn't it? Like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just so funny that when
she's
just
been hoping these has gone viral.
Oh, that's funny.
Come on, guys. Please release it.
Who is this
He's
guy?
Like, Epstein files. No, release the Iowa files.
See, it says it's unclear if... Gaia or Joseph is a student at University of Iowa.
Still unclear.
God, I would love to like call somebody at University of Iowa and be like, is 85 even a good frat? Like, no.
I mean, honestly, dude, I'm going to be honest, based on those bods, it's not a good frat. It's like a Mormon frat or some weird.
It was funny because he was talking in terms of like he was a founding father.
Correct.
Like, what's going on here? He's like, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all things 85. Like, when you're in it, you don't know a world outside of that. So I totally get.
What is crazy to me is the cops immediately didn't just arrest him. I'm a cop, shut up, sit down.
Right, because if he's going to keep interfering, one of these shirtless boys will.
Yeah.
There's 57 guys oiled up.
It's somebody 57 had to have, dudes?
I don't know. That's what that one said. Somebody has to have, like... One of those guys had to drop the frat and like talk about it, no? Oh, the frat got suspended. You'd think somebody would talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is how Bonnie Blue came with her idea.
Hey, yo! They're suspended until 2029. That's hilarious that they're just not forever kicked off.
Dude, let's just go 2029 back to Iowa. What's good?
Yo, you also hazing? Is that him?
Yeah.
Dude, he looks... Is he on Instagram? Can we DM him?
Yeah, we should.
Hey, dude, what were you on that night? What gave you that much confidence? He was talking like Matthew McConaughey was writing a script for him. The only person getting an answer out of me is me and the Lord.
There he is.
Is that him?
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
Dude, go to that first pick.
Look at his
please.
Bio. University of Iowa. Yeah, no shit, buddy. Click it.
This one?
Yeah. I mean, that tracks.
Celebration of life?
No, really?
Oh, they're talking about him on Barstool. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, all the comments are saying celebration of life. Pretty funny.
Should we see if we can get him to call in?
Absolutely.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by Good Chop. Good Chop delivers high quality American meat.
Meat.
Good Chop delivers high-quality American meat and seafood straight to your door, vacuum-sealed and frozen at peak freshness. Your freezer stays stocked up, you cook when you want, and you never have to gamble on grocery store quality ever again. Dude, I don't care how many times I go to the grocery store. I go to the freaking counter. I get what I think is good. I take it out like 3 hours later. I'm like, this just feels weird. It just smells off, and you don't have that problem with Good Chop, okay? It is good quality stuff.
By choosing Good Chop, you support local family farms and independent ranchers right here in the U.S. of A. And, dude, you can customize your box from over 100 menu items, including USDA Choice and Prime Steak, 100% grass-fed beef, wild-caught seafood, organic chicken, responsibly raised pork, and so much more. So go to goodchop.com/podcast and use our code 50SOCKS to get $50 off plus free shipping on your first order. That's $50 off plus free shipping at goodchop.com/podcast. And you put in code 50SOCKS. Go get it.
Goodchop.com/podcast 50SOCKS.
Boom.
Goddamn.
If I'm like a 20-year-old girl, I'm throwing this guy immediately. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like that back in the day, got you vajayjay.
I think that's why he was doing it. Like when those pledges are gonna be like, dude, Joseph fucking, it was him versus four cops. Like he was holding it down. Some girl's like, wait, were you the pledge master?
You the house daddy bitch woman guy?
That guy's gonna rock that until he's 97 years old.
Oh, yeah. I would. I would.
Hey, when he started vaping, I knew he was a legend. Or before he pulled out his ID, ripped a beer, I was like, all right, this
ripped
guy.
A beer, took out his wallet, hit a vape, and then gave the ID.
And then was like,
cop.
I don't live here, but I live here.
And you didn't go to school, but you're wearing the Iowa sweatshirt?
What's going on here? Celebration of life.
I mean, that's so funny. Celebration of life.
I'm going to use that for anything.
It's 27 dudes shirtless. Dude, celebration of life. What in the grinders happening here?
Baby, did you cheat on me with 38 women? Celebration of life.
It's fucking Johnny Manziel bio. That's what it's called. Celebration of life. What a wild, wild thing to have happened 2 years ago. You wake up, it's going hyper viral. That's what's so weird about the internet.
It didn't. He's pumped.
2 years ago, it happened. No one cared. Mm-mm. Now, massive pop, Barstool talking about it. It's so weird.
I wonder if he was just acting like that or saw the body cameras and like, he probably wasn't putting the two and two together.
No, I think he was acting like that because he was in front of all those pledges and yeah. he tried to like act like the man. And to your earlier point, I don't know if I would do it that heavy, but I would do a little bit of that if I was in front of pledges in front of a cop. Because you do want the outcome to be a bunch of pledges being like, yo, Mike, this motherfucker's the man.
Right, that's
dude.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
You don't want to be like, oh, yes, sir, I'll go. God, yes, sir, it's a vape.
And
I'm
then
sorry.
You go back and you're like, all right, everybody, 50 push-ups. They're like, you just came to Paul Blart, pussy.
Yeah, you just fucked. You just got fucked in the ass by three cops. Damn.
It's pretty
wow.
cool.
It is
Hell
pretty cool.
Zone. But again, you graduate and nobody gives a fuck.
Zero.
Do you remember like when the moment you realized, you might have even been in the frat.
I was.
My senior year, when you realize, you go, oh, this doesn't matter.
Yep.
I remember like putting it on job applications, be like, was recruitment chair for this fraternity. Job's like, okay.
Yeah. Do you know Excel or not?
Are you literate or no?
No, but yeah, I was a senior when I was like, oh God, none of this matters. But dude, when I got in, I mean, I
That's all you know.
Wear those letters around
oh,
school.
My
like the fact I'm not getting blown right now is crazy.
But
high cap alpha.
Yeah.
No
cover your drinks. But not only wearing them on campus, but back home.
Yeah.
When I was visiting my parents' house for those winter breaks or the summer breaks, or go to the gym I'd go to back home, I would wear like a tank top that said like Delta Gamma Anchor Splash 2000 whatever. I'm like, we're not on the same level. I would look at anybody in gym. Oh, you got a Nike shirt on?
Interesting. Yeah,
I know women.
Just do it. I just did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women.
Pits.
But
vagina.
The feeling of, and you still see it sometimes at airports, you know, traveling.
Yeah.
You see it and it's like knowing how they feel putting on those letters versus like how you once felt.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You see girls more so. You know, I don't really feel like I see a lot of like
a few people, but it's not, it's, but yeah.
But buddy, I would wear, the second I left campus, I'm like, I need to let people know I'm in a frat.
Oh my God, dude.
And
I remember
now that I'm out of it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I know, dude. I remember that first Thanksgiving break.
Oh my God.
I mean, I went to that bar with all my high school friends wearing letters. Like, someone suck me. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. I mean, look
preferably
at this.
Preferably both at the same time.
Yeah, I mean,
but
look
yeah,
at
I
this.
Mean, it was like wearing like military fatigues.
Yeah,
fatigues?
Dude.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I mean, I felt so good.
Yeah. And especially that first one back because it was like the same time that me and other friends all joined frats. So we all came back Thanksgiving year, all wearing like our letters. So three months ago, we were just a bunch of normal guys wearing random shit. Now we come back with like letters on them. Let's go to the fucking local bar.
Oh, it's so. It was so fun. The
it feeling. Was for
but,
sure.
But I will say though, and unless I was just projecting, I did feel like people that was my age at that moment did give it credence. Like it wasn't. Or unless I was just making it up. Like, I felt like there was people were looking at me a little different because I was wearing the letters, or I was maybe making the whole fucking thing up. But I did think it had a really cool cachet to be in a frat when you were like 18. And I think other people thought it was cool too. Maybe. I don't know.
For sure. I mean, like, I loved it. I had zero regrets doing it, and I thought it was so fun. But yeah, it's like you join and you're, I don't want to say brainwashed, but you're just so like, I don't even know.
it feels like
you're like,
yeah,
you just care so much about it.
Yeah, I think you're I don't even say brainwashed, but like that's your only perspective. Like I joined a frat like, dude, 2 weeks after I was in college.
Yeah.
So like that was my first 2 years was that. Like that's all we did. That's all my friends. And even like my friends outside of the frat still went to all the frat parties. So like my entire social circle and sororities, whatever, was that. So my first 2 years, like that was my entire life. So that was my perspective. And I remember junior year, I was dating this girl that was like outside. She wasn't a sorority, whatever. So I like started to feel what college was like a little bit outside the frat. And then senior year, I just didn't go to anything. Dude, they were like, oh, your dues are due? Yeah. Oh, I'll get right on that, Chip.
Well, it's funny because
the fuck are you talking about dues?
Yeah, we had a chapter. I think it was Mondays, I think. And
yeah,
if you didn't go, there was a thing called the judicial board, the J board. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't go, you would get like in trouble. And then they'd be like, you have to go to the J board meeting next week. And then you wouldn't go to that. And then they'd be like, well, you got to go to the next week's J board. And then you just wouldn't go.
Yep.
And then you'd show up and then like a younger guy in the frat would be like, you can't be at this party. You didn't do your blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I'll kill you.
Yeah, move. I mean, it is.
Once you realize the rules are held in place by other frat guys.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 cops are at a bar. And then the cop's like, hey, don't. And you're like, no.
Move. I'm sucking this guy's dick.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. My freshman and sophomore year, you're like, you can't tell me.
Shit.
Nothing.
Like, look at these letters. Oh, it was so fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, I would wear them on my chest like I was Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you see these?
Yeah.
I'd be in my hometown and be like, you see, there's Greek letters on my chest.
You don't even
know what this means.
Yeah.
You probably think this is a triangle. Bitch, that's a delta.
And the only reason I knew that. Yeah, it is it's a fascinating perspective to walk around with being like, this is the shit.
Right.
But it was. I don't give a fuck.
It was. For 2 years,
it was. Absolutely. I loved it.
I will say, like, walking around campus the first 2 weeks when I wasn't in a frat, I felt so alone. You know, it's a campus of 40,000 people and you don't know anybody. And then you start to join. You see, like, your pledge bros. And you see the guys around.
Yeah.
And then you're seeing the letters. And now you're dapping people up on campus.
Hey! Dude, down people on campus, and then all of a sudden, they go, we have, all these hoes, too. you got hoes, too?
I forgot about them. I was too busy trying to join a brotherhood.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a sisterhood. Yeah. What's under the hood?
I mean, dude. And then we had bars and clubs that we had, like, VIP access to.
Ooh, so we didn't have that.
Oh, my God, dude. We would go right to the front of some of these. Dude, I remember, what was it called? Kryptonite. There was a club called Kryptonite.
Oh,
we got
man. I can full, taste it.
Dog. We got, like, you can go walk right to the fucking front. And the owner was there. Was like, oh, what's up, Mike? Go right in. I mean, dude, you would walk past a line of like 150 people, and like they'd be like, yo, is this Trey Songz? Who is this? Oh, dude, it was so great.
Absolutely so fun. And if there's anybody listening who's about to go to college next year or something, you're on the fence. It is very fun. And you meet a lot of great people.
You do.
And you decide who you want to be friends with after college. For, you know, I was just in San Diego, saw some college friends. It's like, it is definitely nice, but it is just funny that one day you pick your head up, you're like, wait, I actually hate drinking.
I hate drinking.
Wait, this actually isn't that great.
Nope. But there is those 2-3 years where and I would never push anyone away from it just because you have a moment where you pick your head out of the sand and you go, what the fuck was that?
But it's good. I mean, yeah, because then you graduate, you did the thing. I mean, I like to think that I got a majority of my drinking out in college.
Yep, yep.
Because then I graduated and I would just like do open mics on the weekend because I was like, oh, I did it. I did the thing.
It's super, super fun for 3 years. That senior year, I was like, what? So y'all going to go to Kryptonite again? What's the difference?
Yeah,
you're going to have Jack and Cokes until you fucking throw up in the bushes and then hook up with a 3 and then wake up and then lie and say she was a 6?
Yeah.
She wasn't. She had one eye. Her name was Pirate.
It was funny when everybody turned 21 at our school. It kind of flipped. You stopped going out so much on the weekends because there was a bar that was called Trace Gringos, and it was $2 Tuesday.
Yeah,
and that was a big flex if you could get into that bar once you were 21. It was like
right.
You would go out on a Tuesday, And like the move would be like you get your Wednesday class late as fuck in the day
yeah.
at like, you know, one or two. So you could be hungover for that. So oh. people would be like, yo, you going to Trace tonight? It'd be like, oh, fuck, you can go to Trace. So because people turn 21 at different times throughout the year. You know? So that's when it felt like junior year, like you're like, oh, I've matured. Because when you would start going to the bars instead of the frat parties.
Right. Was but Trace like really hard on IDs?
Yeah. They had like a machine you put it in. Yeah. Oh, but that place on a Tuesday would be wall to wall.
Yeah.
And bitches.
Yeah.
But
see, we didn't really have that because we had access to that bar or some bars.
Oh, and you could go even when you weren't 21?
Dude, well, yeah. I had like when you were like a freshman, all you had to do because you were in the frat is to show them some type of ID that sort of looked
like.
Here's
a roof healer, get in.
Yeah, I mean but so I had my frat brother's ID. That was expired, and we sort of looked like he had dark hair.
Yeah,
and
just
that
a piece
was,
of paper says Pike on it. They're like, yeah, you're good.
But it was like it wasn't even close. But you just had to show him that, and it was fine. So I could get. We didn't really do. We did some like frat parties, but it was more so like all the frats and sororities would go to these like bars and clubs.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, ours was more like parties, but like, yeah, it was just the fact. It was just the fact that it was like on a Tuesday. You yeah. felt so like special that so many people couldn't because their IDs were so tough to get in.
Right.
That it was almost like the flex was going out on a Tuesday.
Oh, right.
Being hungover on a Wednesday.
Right.
Oh, y'all studying and you get home from $2 Tuesdays and there'd be people still in the study room like studying and you walk in their shit face like, oh, what's up, pussies?
Yeah. Algebra, idiot.
More like algebra, let me see your tits.
Yeah, I'm on Vine. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, very funny though. But
so fun.
But yeah, I do feel. Yeah, it is very funny. That guy's just so deep in the frat.
I mean, because
he was probably like so the deep. I don't know what they called it, like the pledge master or something. He was like the guy who's probably like in charge of all them.
Yeah.
So he couldn't show them weakness.
Yeah, but now it's just so funny because he works at a Hertz.
And not the good shift. But it is funny when you.
What's the good shift?
Fuck, I don't know. Monday at 3 p.m. It is funny because you have that frat mentality and then you graduate and then you're an intern and you're like, oh, the clock restarts.
Oh yeah,
I'm
no one
a
gives
bitch
a
to
shit.
Society again.
Dude, I remember that so distinctly when I went from college to my first year in New York and I had that
You're
moment.
Wearing your letters on the subway. What the no, fuck?
They were like, no, it's the A train, you fucking idiot, not the Pike train. What was I saying? But I remember that first weekend when I was in New York and I wasn't obviously around any of my college friends. And I remember my phone like just didn't, I got no texts. And I was like, oh fuck, dude.
It comes quick.
Oh shit, I'm here alone.
Yeah.
Cause I, you know, if you don't go out, you get a million texts being like, pussy, where the fuck you at? Where at, blah, blah, where at, blah, blah, blah. Come through, random girl. Yo, come on, my fucking sorority, blah, blah, whatever. And that first Friday, I remember so distinctly. I was like, oh, I called my dad and I was like, this is awful. Like I have, I'm alone. Like nobody. Oh, it's the worst.
That and that's why like, we're in a big drinking epidemic in America, goddammit.
Yeah.
But thank God, you know, you and I found comedy early on because I just filled those weekends with like just doing open mics.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I didn't want to, but there's a lot of comics who mix drinking and comedy, but I never wanted to do that. So I never drank doing comedy. And you finish comedy when early on, fucking 2:30 in the morning. We can go out now? It's like, no.
Yeah.
Just gonna...
Also, it's worse when you go out after a show and you try to have to play catch up.
Oh, God.
You meet up with people at like 12:45. You're like, try and catch up. You slam five in a row. They're like, we're getting an Uber. You're like.
An Uber? I don't know my name. Dude, one of the worst catch ups I've ever played in my fucking life. I was working at a golf course and I got back at like 8 p.m. And I had like three people living in at the house at the same time. And they were all wasting. We're about to go to some bar club, I can't remember. And I was like, all right, fuck, I'll play catch up. And I remember I had this bottle of Jack Daniels, like, what's the smaller one? Doesn't fucking matter. I think I did seven shots, like shot, 5 seconds shot, like just because they were like going to leave and I wanted to get in the shower. Dude, I remember the last shot and then I remember waking up the next day. Like, I don't remember. Dude, apparently I went to the club. I danced with a lot of people. I went home with someone. I went home with someone at our house. Something happened. She bounced. Obviously, she wasn't super impressed with my performance because she bounced. I woke up in my bed at whatever, probably 1 p.m., fully naked, being like, I don't remember anything. Zero. It was the first time and the last time I ever blacked out that hard. Where like, if you're a hammer, like you remember a certain, you remember that flash moment. This one I remembered. I remember taking the last shot and that's it. And I remember waking up. I was in my golf.
And you still pulled?
Yeah, dude, I was in my golf gear. Like, I remember I took a shot.
All in one.
No. I just remember I was wearing my work clothes, like golf shit. Mm. I remember taking the last shot. And then I'm awakened in my bed naked. I don't know
how.
That's
honestly best case scenario.
I don't know
how
I showered. You get a DUI,
you got to crack.
I don't know how I showered. I don't know how I got
showered.
Well, I'm saying I still was my
random woman on top of you.
Dude, I still was my golf shit. So I went upstairs, I showered. Like I did so much. You know what I'm saying? I drank all the liquor and then I got ready to go out. I don't remember any of that. Then I went to the club. Don't remember any of that. Not one second.
Oh, I thought you went straight to the club after work.
No, I went home and all my friends are like, yo, come on. We're about to leave. So I'm like, fuck. I'm taking hella shots. And then I'm like, but the last
now
shot.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And then I went to the club. And that was the only time where I'm like, I don't remember not one moment. Not one.
But like, did well.
Yeah. Apparently.
Dude, I remind me of a ketchup story. And this bitch pissed me off.
I want the mustard one.
A.
I'm bombing.
Relish on this. Hey. This bitch pissed me off. And I don't mean to call her a B word. She's not the lady with the dog on my lawn.
And the dog's a bitch.
This girl, I remember, this is a game of ketchup. I was doing a show and I think there's a place called like Malibu Playhouse.
Yeah.
You know this? Mm-hmm. I was doing a show there. This was a long, long time ago. And this girl was visiting LA and she had like friends or family out here. And she's like, come meet up with us. We're at this bar in Malibu. So I drive there. I get there. I'm like, whatever. I'll get my car in the morning. I'm taking like shot after shot. I think I take 5 shots in a row with her. Like not in a row, but like close time.
Yeah.
I go to the bathroom. I come back to the table. And it's a bar kind of by, we had a birthday dinner right there.
Yes.
Years ago. Yep. There's a bar right next to it.
Yep.
And I'm just like standing there. I'm like 5 shots deep. And I'm like, yo, where are you guys? I'm like texting her. She goes, oh, we left. But me
to go to
here.
My house.
But her and the whole group, when I went to the bathroom and the whole night we're talking. She was like, come to the bar. Get there, slam 5 shots. They leave. Don't tell me. And she's like, well, come. I'm like, bitch, I have my fucking car here. I was fuming. I'm sitting in my car, 5 shots deep.
Oh my God.
So mad.
God.
I go, the fucking position this
lady
just put me in. Bitch, just put me in. Like, now I either have to drink and drive, which don't do that, or I have to pay for a crazy-ass Uber and then Uber back to my car in the morning. And for no, cootie.
So what did you do?
Drove.
No,
no, dude.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you know, this is, and I don't know if this is incriminating or not, but I was so mad at her that she would like keep telling me to show up to this bar, and then the second I get there, just told me to leave. And I think that my dumb brain was like, if I try fast enough, I can beat the alcohol.
Oh my God. So, dude. So that was my college
And I hardly ever drink now. So I don't know if that's a good thing to say on record, but yeah, I think I drove.
Dude, I drove 120,000 times fucking hammered in college. Dude,
isn't that terrible?
Hammered all the bars because my college is set up fucked up. All the bars and shit are at Broadway at the beach, which is like a 20-minute drive. And so you would all get in the cars all like, you know, 1-2 shot deeps, which still don't drive, obviously. But it's like, you're not as hammered. You get to the club, you're fucking, I mean, just.
Isn't that funny? You like drive to the club, like you know your car is there. And you're like, I'm going to drive there.
You don't even think about that.
And then you're there, you have 3 shots in hands, and someone's like, oh, I'm driving. And they're like, dude, it's a shot per hour. Well, I need 17 hours?
Dude, I remember that theory where it's like, if you take a shot and drink a cup of water, then you're fine. Let me tell you something. That's wrong.
It's a shot and a keep of cocaine is what people should have been telling you.
Dude, the first time I went out with my frat, this episode is 1,000 years long, but I just want to finish this. The first time I went out with my frat and I had like a, oh my God, what are they called? Big Brothers?
Yeah.
Big Brothers. This guy named Rich, really awesome guy. But he had this massive fucking Jeep Wrangler with jacked up tires, and it was stick shift. And I remember he was hammered, like couldn't even get up, hammered. And this other frat brother was like, "Bro, man, we got to get him home. Can you drive his car?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course." And they go, "Oh fuck, man, it's stick though. You don't know how to drive stick, do you?" And I go, "Yeah, I do." And the face that these guys made, I was like the hero of the night because I know how to drive stick, dude. Drove stick 22 minutes, wasted in a car I've never driven before, a jacked up Jeep Wrangler. I'm 5'8", probably 5'6" at the time. Can barely get in the car. And I don't want to move his seat because I'm like, oh, he's going to get upset when he wakes up and his seat's all fucked up. So I don't move his seat.
Who drove us home safely?
So you know, that's like 18-year-old thinking.
Right.
So you're like, all right, I guess I can't move the seat. So I can't even touch the pedals, dude. And then I can't see over this bitch. I don't know. Or I don't know how I drove home. But I remember that moment, them like, oh, fuck, you drive stick? You're the fucking man. Yeah, I got home.
Great kind of like Swiss Army knife accessory to have.
Oh, I know.
You know, you live those days and you go, I don't know what the fuck we were doing, but nobody like questioned it. You know, we used to drive up to 1,000-year-old episode. We used to drive up to Cal Berkeley because they had our frat was also there, and they would throw like, you know, it's University of Cal. They'd throw really big parties. We'd drive up there because it's like, you know, if you're in the same frat at a different school, there's automatically like a pass. And we would take my buddy Grant's Sequoia, which the speedometer broke. It didn't even light up. It didn't light up. He had 212s in the back.
That's all you need.
Kids. No, he had 212s in the back, and the speedometer didn't work, and there would probably be 15 of us in that car driving up to Berkeley.
Oh my God.
And you're just hoping somebody wants to drive home. Or you'd sleep there until like 6 a.m. and then drive home.
That 6 a.m. wake up, I can't even express to you how horrible that was every time.
But nobody questioned it. Now the adult in the situation would be like, hey, so you're driving? Okay, cool. I better not see a drink in your hand. Or you'd be like, okay, you're driving like, you know, one drink, but you're not going for 3 hours or something.
We'd get
in the car.
Room.
Yeah, we'd get all in the car, and whoever, like, we'd like go to make a toast.
Yep.
And whoever didn't have a shot glass, like, well, you're driving.
Oh, shit.
You know, like, it would just be like, yeah. But you wouldn't question it. But dude, I think I miss college. All right, anyways, no, actually, I don't.
No, I don't. I don't.
I miss not having hangovers. Drinking, no hangover, life on easy.
Like, can we, at some point, we definitely look this up, but how come when you're young, you don't?
Fuck fleshlight robots, but we still get hangovers?
But I don't understand. I don't understand why you don't get a hangover from 18 to 21. You had zero hangovers.
And you convince yourself that even if you feel slightly off, you're like, oh, I just eat Taco Bell and feel better.
And you sometimes
I don't know, man. When I wake up hungover, I'm like, oh, this whole day is shot.
Oh, now? Yeah. Now, dude.
Convince yourself back then, yes.
No, I'm saying 18 to 21, I drank. Well, hold on. 18 to about 20, I swear to God, I probably drank 4 to 6 times a week. And I got hungover 2 times? Like, never.
Yeah.
That's dude, I did heroin. A gallon challenge and didn't get hungover. Dude, if I drank a half a sip of vodka and then had a burger, I'm out for a week.
Oh, dude. I'm hungover off food. I had Mexican food in San Diego Friday night.
Yep.
The next day, my asshole was on so much fire. I was like, I think I have to sit on a fire hydrant right now. Like,
I'm Charmander.
Literally. And I literally felt like food hungover.
Yeah.
I used to drink. There's a shit in our, like, did your frat have like families inside of it? Like, they're like different.
We didn't have frat housing. We didn't have it.
Mm. For whatever reason, there was different like breakoffs in there. And so everybody had like a family drink. Okay. Ours was, And I didn't get hungover. Mountain Dew 151 and Hypnotic. It was called like a Razorback. I would drink that, and then the next day I'd be like, y'all want to go hoop?
Who wants to play paddleball?
Who wants to go do the most physical outside activity ever?
And swimming? Like, what? Dude, I remember that drink. I didn't drink it a lot, but I remember having Hypnotic. I definitely had.
Oh, Hypnotic. Dude. God.
You had a fucking bottle of Hypnotic?
Fuck.
Oh my God. Dude, just walking around, what's good? Dude, if you had a bottle of Hypnotic, everyone's like, oh, this guy's the wealthiest man I've ever met.
Oh, my God.
Is this guy the Monopoly guy?
I felt immediately like swagger levels to 1,000.
Oh, my God. Hypnotic.
I'm like, do I play? Am I on varsity?
Dude, Hypnotic.
It was the bottle.
I would wear khakis and a fucking Lacoste shirt. Roll the sleeves. Someone give me head. Give me head or gonorrhea, or here's a gun. I got three options.
God, it's just so funny how life changes. In a good way.
No, I, dude, I know.
But it is funny
think
that...
about if we were our age and living that life. Dude, I haven't seen my girlfriend in a month. I'm on keto and my dog's in a cage.
It's just so funny that, like, you know, now I feel like I equate so much success to validate myself career-wise. But, you're 20. You're like, buddy, I got a bottle of Hypnotic.
It's the same thing.
Nobel Peace Prize?
I mean, Hypnotic is a Netflix special.
Hypnotic is being verified on Instagram.
Yeah, yes.
Yo.
It's still blue.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude. Hypnotic. Was it even good?
It was disgusting.
Dude, I remember we all splurged. Well, this is the last story, then we'll get out of here. We all splurged on it was a bottle of vodka. It was a Crystal Head.
Of course.
You ever seen this?
Of course.
It was like, you know, $120 or whatever, but we bought it for a party. Some of the worst tasting vodka I've ever had in
my
entire life.
It's
but
awful.
Holding that.
Oh, my God.
In my head, I was like, we wouldn't see this.
Yep.
Head for head.
Same thing.
It's a one for one.
There's no difference.
God, it's so funny.
Dude, and the craziest part ever, last story, psych, we're going to go on for another hour. This is
like the frat talks.
I was just going to say that. Fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, but it was so funny too, because if you got one of those Crystal Heads and you finished it, and then you put it like on your shelf for
with
all
the
bottles, with the empty bottles, dude, the more empty bottles with the highlighters in it, I literally felt, and you have parties, you'd be like, the fact that I'm not getting throated
like jerseys
right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just, but the things
you know, who else collects bottles? Homeless people.
Dude, it's just crazy because the things that you equate to women are going to love this is crazy.
And did we ever check with women?
No.
Were we ever like, do you give a fuck about this?
No, we didn't.
What about my 12 snapback hats that rimmed my bunk bed?
What about my flag? What about my flag? This has got to get pussy, right?
Saturdays are for the boys. You get why we should have sex now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy how you think I have HPV.
There was a house that they covered all one wall with like Rolling Rock, like the cutouts of the 30 packs.
Yep.
Whole wall covered in that.
Yep.
Is a woman ever being like, oh, fuck cardboard?
I mean, I don't know, dude. Maybe.
Maybe.
Like,
it shows he has decor.
I mean, but it's the same thing as like
decorum.
It's the same thing as like that Iowa dude. Like that attitude. That attitude is like, if you take that attitude in adult world, I mean.
That feels, but like in that world, don't you feel so grown up? Like when I was in a frat at that age, I was like, this is the most adult I'll ever be. I'm so grown.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, first of all, I'm a bitch to society.
Bitch.
Second of all, like so young compared to the world.
Well, you have no frame of reference, dude.
That's true.
Think about this. I remember when I was in eighth grade and I was like, I own this fucking school.
Hey.
You're like, what? You don't even have pubes yet. You have no idea what's happening, but you have those moments, those like temples in your life where you're like, eighth grade, you're like, I run this bitch. Then you're a freshman, you're like, I don't know anything. Then you're a senior in high school, like, I run this bitch. Then you're a freshman in high school and you a college and you ain't shit. Then you're a senior in college and you're like, oh, I think I'm Abraham Lincoln. And then you go to New York and everyone's like, you're the most unfunny person I've ever met in my life. And you
but
go, okay, cool.
That, it's everything leading up to graduating college, there's like checklist where it's like, you're the oldest of this field, eighth grade. Okay. And then you go up, now you're a senior, you're the oldest of that field.
Yeah.
So you mentally feel like as you're aging, you're like, I'm at the top of my class for whatever that is. And then you graduate and you're like, oh, it's now until dead.
Yeah. There's no classes.
No.
No.
All right, guys, you want to do a sock talk?
Yeah.
This is from Brittany, who wanted to share, what is the most outdated life advice? So, and then she gave a few examples that she thinks. She said, do good and good things will happen to you. My experience has been that it's just random.
No, I don't think that's outdated at all. I really do think that's spot on and forever until humans become cyborgs. I do. I think you do good things will happen to you. I think it's karma. I also think it's just energy. Like, you're being good to people. People are going to want to do good things for you. And then thus you will get good things. Like, it's just like cyclical energy shift.
Yeah. It's definitely not one for one though.
No. Just because you fucking help a kid cross a street doesn't mean you're going to get ahead.
Yo, what?
Maybe.
what type of basement in Iowa? But I think sometimes, yeah, it's not a one for one, but you don't, you also don't know when the reward is. Like, yeah, if I help someone today, you expected that night. But you might have, this might have been, you get the reward the day before.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'll pay this back karma points somewhere else. But, yeah, or it comes later in life, or it's one you don't even know. Like, maybe an ex was about to reach out to you, then they got hit by a bus, and they're like, you
right,
didn't see it.
Right.
Neither did she.
Boom. Kaboom. Kaboom. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I just don't think it's like, I don't think the universe is like transactional like that. I don't think it's a, you do one thing, you get one thing. I think it's literally, if you do good things, you will build like good sort of momentum in your life, and people will see you like that, and you will get good things. It's not just like I help the person cross the street, so then now I get a scratch off and I get $100. It doesn't work like that.
Do people still help people across the street?
They shouldn't.
Next one is, don't go out in the rain. It'll get you sick.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on what type of rain.
I actually saw something that debunked this. It said people don't get sick from the cold. Now, did I do any further research? No. But there was a headline that said people don't get cold from, it's always flu.
Sick from, like, hold on, what? Sick?
They said that, you know, the common misconceptions, you go outside in the cold, you'll get sick.
Yeah.
This one was saying that it's always just like germs or like contact. It's not like if you're just out there, which honestly, I don't believe.
I think maybe there's a world.
I retract everything.
I think maybe there's a world, if you get cold, your immune system is worse, and then you can get sick because your immune system is worse. But I don't know if it's like, oh, I am shivering, thus I will get cold. Like, thus I will get sick. Does that make sense?
Sir, don't go out in the rain. You'll get wet.
You'll get sick.
I think there's some validity. Whoa.
Oh, really?
Validity. Say the word.
Validity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I've been reading.
Dude, you've been reading audio booking.
Hey.
All right. The next one is, the customer is always right. This is almost never the case.
Fuck the customer. I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Depends. Am I the customer? Yes. Am I the manager? No.
The customer is not always right, but the customer should be given respect. But you're not always right. But I will say that if you come into an establishment and you're paying money, you should get mostly what you want, but you're not always right. You can't walk in there and be like, I'd like a lobster for $9. No, I'm right though. Here's a gun, shut up.
And the last one, you shouldn't live with someone before you marry them.
Shut up, idiot, Mormon, bitch, virgin, fuck. Didn't even join a frat, pussy, loser, Iowa ass bitch.
No, I think you should definitely live with them before you get married to see what, if that is gonna work before you guys get married. People always say moving in together either speeds up or makes a relationship. And I think that's true.
I think there's truth on both ends. I do understand the idea of not moving in, because that's like a sacred thing. And then so the marriage happens and then you move in, you can kind of figure it out. And then you're also figuring it out through a lens of like, the foundation of the relationship is much stronger because you're married prior to moving in. So I understand that mechanism, but I would never gamble like that. I need to like live with the person to know who they are as a person, to know how they are as, with cleaning up and being in the same space as them all the time. Like, I feel like you learn so much about the relationship through those interactions.
I think if you're going to do that way to marriage, you have to move into a new place. You can't just move into his house.
Oh, 100%.
Because then it's too weird, because this is his old shit. This is 100%. That.
100%. But, I mean, that's currently what's happening at my place. Like, we are going to look for another place once she gets back from Europe, because it needs to be our place. Not her feeling like she moved into my place. Aww. Yeah. Cute.
Beautiful.
All right. And Secret Sock.
And you're like, listen, as long as daddy's got his daddy den downstairs,
yeah,
it's smoke proof. I can just blast the Kid Rock halftime show.
I need a golf simulator, a fucking ice bath, and a sauna, and a fucking cigar. Yeah.
This is a Secret Sock. I recently got married to my husband in Bali, Indonesia.
Good.
In January. It was a destination wedding, but my parents and his parents paid for their own plane tickets and hotel.
Great.
But we paid for our friends' plane tickets and hotel stays.
Crazy.
Each plane ticket was $2,000, and hotel was maybe about $300 for the week. My friend Gemma brought along her newlywed husband, John, along, but paid for his plane ticket.
Okay.
The problem is that Gemma and John did not show up to my wedding. Gemma took the free plane ticket to Bali and the hotel room. And when I asked her why she didn't show up, she said that since they couldn't afford their own honeymoon, that this was the perfect opportunity, and that Jim decided that he didn't feel like going.
I mean, learn how to lie.
Yeah.
Bali, you ever heard of Bali belly? You got food poisoning.
So am I the asshole for
suing, no!
for suing my friend?
Suing!
Yes! Clip. I mean, suing is
suing
crazy.
Is,
I mean, did we just skip a Venmo request and go straight to the law? I mean, we went straight to crazy. Morgan & Morgan?
What the fucking Judge Judy is this? Dude,
very
that's
funny. Very fucked, but like...
Bro, I am never talking to that person again. I mean, that is a wild thing to do. And the husband didn't go because the husband didn't want to? Hey, Gemma and your fat fucking husband, come to the wedding. Also, the wedding's one night.
It's 15 minutes.
But the wedding's one night. You can't sacrifice one night? I mean, I'm going to be honest, bro. That's not what happened. Something happened. That is because no sane person is going to be like, thank you for the ticket. We're not coming to your wedding because we didn't have a honeymoon, so we're going to use this as a honeymoon. That none of that tracks unless Jim and her husband are literally insane.
The new husband cracked somebody.
That's what I mean. Something's weird. Something's off here.
It's a little interesting. You got to ask your husband, hey, you didn't blow her. You didn't do a little song with her.
Yeah. You didn't Bali belly my friend.
But even if she came, like, how long
she what?
Does she have to stay at the wedding for it not, to count?
You got to
make it in a few photos, man.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you got to.
You got to post this story once.
You
got to
do the wedding.
Full wedding.
I mean, you can leave once they do the chair in there, but.
It's not a Jew wedding.
I don't know.
I mean, who knows?
Well, she's getting sued, so maybe.
So, like, I think there's a happy medium here. Like, if my friend came to me and if I found out that my friend took the plane ticket, went to my wedding, and then stayed, like, an extra 5 days and then flew back, it's fine. I still don't love it because I paid for you to get to your own fucking honeymoon, but that's okay. For you to take the plane ticket and not come to the wedding at all is, like, I think you have... like mental issues. That's a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, because at minimum, the girl would go and be like, he's not feeling well, but I bought his ticket. I'm here.
Yeah, it sounds like Gemma's just trying to blame her husband for a decision they both made.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, damn. I mean, I'm telling you, I would Molotov cocktail their living room. I'm so mad.
I bet those texts are crazy.
Yeah. Oh my, I bet you they're all in green for sure.
Wow. I live for that type of like, drama and somebody, you know, I don't want that to happen to me, but I like being adjacent to that, hearing about it.
Yeah. Do you take them to small claims court?
No. Nah.
Take them to the death penalty. What the hell? Guillotine.
I mean, dude, who's got that type of time?
That's crazy.
Like, dude, that's a crazy thing to do for your guest to like fly your guests out. Like, seems like the bride.
You gotta check so many people in.
Yeah, but it just seems like the bride and the groom, like they have money like that to fly out their friends. So they're going to take their friend to small claims court. None of this tracks.
I'm guessing they don't have a lot of friends. So it was a small wedding in Bali. She kind of like invited someone that maybe isn't her, like, you know, like those friends that are there. You know that they're more friends with you than you are with them.
Oh, right. Fuck, dude. That's why I just don't even go to weddings. Yeah. All right. Did we do it?
Didn't go to mine.
Don't say that.
Yo!
Don't say that.
Yo!
You said I didn't have to go. Don't fucking do it to me.
I'm just kidding. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I was there. Tell him. Tell Michael I was there.
You didn't go either. Nobody went. Fucking furious.
All right.
I went to Ali's birthday party. Where were you, dude?
All right. Good episode.
Dude, it's so fun.
Moroccan
captain. Guys, that is it. We love you guys. This has been such a fun episode. Thank you so much for listening or watching or both. Friendly reminder, we have a Patreon. Drops every freaking Friday ad-free. And if you join the Patreon, you also get the Wednesday episode ad-free as well. It's only $5 on Patreon. You can also sign up on Apple as well. We love you guys. Come see Mr. Wallace or Mr. Wallace on tour or both. We love you guys. Big old fat old dick.